Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Fake mustache, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO, above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed, go down low, this week, last week, here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
Five star. It's the joint!
The Crab Feast, y'all.
It's another Tuesday. Got another Crab Feast for that ass.
Yeah.
I know you know who's sitting across me right now, y'all.
What's up, Feasters?
Jay Larson, everybody.
What's up, Sickle Cell?
How you doing, man?
Oh, we hit it on two different notes.
I felt all kinds of pitch touching.
We connected early.
Touching
then,
pitches.
Then we went to the next level.
Then like, took
oh,
it up top.
Shit, we touch it again.
As always, y'all.
Pitch touching.
Yo, you pitch... Did he touch his pitch again?
I think he's touching pitches over there, man.
Oh, man. What happened to him? How come he got suspended? Oh, you know, he was touching pitches. Jay Larson Comedy, jlarsoncomedy.com, Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Oh, plug in Instagram.
Bam.
Got some dates coming up this weekend, you guys. I've said it for a while. Madison, Wisconsin. Can't wait to get there. Comedy on State. Great club. 4 through 6. And then next week, 4/11, Hollywood Improv. Come on out to all my LA peeps. That's going to be a good show. And then I've said it before, 4/17, Chicago, Lincoln Lodge. Go online and buy your tickets, people, because I'm excited to be there. Sickle Sale.
Ryan Sickler on Twitter, ryansickler.com on your worldwide web. You can catch me live. My dates have been moved. The Hollywood Improv is closing down for some remodeling and will open back up. So I am now going to be at the Hollywood Improv April 13th and 17th. So you can come see me live there. Go to thecrabfeast.com for all your Crab Feast needs. You guys have been crushing it on the shirts.
I mean, it's awesome, you guys.
It's fantastic. And thank you for the tweets. You look good in them. The ladies look good in them. The hoodies look good. Everybody looks good.
Hoodies look tight.
We're going to have some new ones coming, too. Some different stuff that you guys might like out there. Killing the Amazon link. Thank you so much. Pro Flowers. Use Crab. Get yourself some flowers. Get somebody some damn flowers.
Yeah, guys, and again, people have been hitting us up, telling us like how like you know this gets them through tough times, and they just like listening to stories, and all that just motivates us to want to do more stuff. And April is going to be a great month. We have a great list of guests coming up this month, so I hope you guys will get excited when you see what's coming up.
I mean, we want to tell you, but people cancel so much in this industry, we don't want to tell you something's coming, and then they don't come.
It's going to be
a nice surprise for you every Tuesday. Yeah. iTunes page, funniest shit on the internet. iTunes page, over 1,000 written reviews by you guys, almost all positive. 5 motherfucking stars back to y'all, Feasters. Feaster Nation is seriously growing, and we couldn't be more thankful and more happy for you guys. Those of you I know, I don't listen on iTunes, Stitcher.com/Crab Feast. And get your Zune on.
The Zoonsters, man, still, every time someone hashtags Zune listener or Zoonster, I lose it. I love everything about it. I want to mention our sponsor one more time this week. We're proud to have them on board. Squarespace is an all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create a professional website, blog, portfolio, and now?
And now what?
An online store. Squarespace introduces a new commerce solution that allows you to instantly create a store and start selling products. They provide a powerful and flexible e-commerce solution integrated with every Squarespace template, allowing sales for both physical and digital goods. For example, you can sell music CDs or MP3s, Ryan.
What?
Hardcore cover books or ebooks.
Ebooks too?
Mm-hmm. Squarespace has a fast merchant account setup so that you can accept payments right away via credit or debit cards. Single interface for order management, tracking orders, providing customer email updates, printing shipping labels, and adding coupons. Squarespace Commerce is included with a business plan subscription, which starts at $24 a month.
How
when
much?
You sign up for a year. $24.
That's it.
You know what I'm going to give them for? 24 a month.
Jay Larson discount on Squarespace.
For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to squarespace.com/thecrabfeast and use offer code CRABFEAST3. That's CRABFEAST and the number 3. Or go to fakemustache.com or podcast1.com and click on Squarespace banner in the Crab Feast page. Everything you need to create an exceptional website, Squarespace.
Boom.
Boom.
Got a very special guest today.
I mean, we've been excited for a long time to have
long
this guy
time.
Here. Very funny guy. You've seen him in a number of things, TV, film, radio, and online shows. Please give a warm Crab Feast welcome to Mr. TJ Miller.
TJ Miller, y'all. TJ Miller.
Wow.
Thank you for doing this, TJ.
Welcome
Miller.
To Crab Feast.
Thanks for having me.
We're very excited to have you here. We've got a lot to talk to you about. So before we jump into a bunch of stuff, let everybody know, if they don't already, where they can find you on Twitter. And
I mean, get on there. It's at not TJ Miller. at TJ Miller is taken by a woman in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Tweeted
okay,
like 20
tell us
times.
Really? A woman in...
Oh, yeah. There's a middle-aged woman in Pennsylvania that has at TJ Miller, but she's only tweeted like maybe 15, 20
is
times.
Is she holding out for cash
since 2007. No, I've tried to contact her online.
Had it since 07. Hadn't heard from him yet.
I
no
know,
break.
Yeah, I know.
No break.
I know that if she does know that I contacted her, she like asked another person in the cubicle next to her. She's like, no, just ignore it, honey.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
just
totally,
some punk
yeah.
weirdo. Yeah. Oh, I looked him up on YouTube. All he does is talk about Yogi Bear 3D.
Yeah. What is she like, Tammy Jean? Hey, Tammy Jean!
It really is.
Is it Tammy
I think
Jean?
It's Tammy Joe. But it is yeah. Tammy, I think. And I, you know,
it
I follow
has to
her.
Be Tammy.
But she's I follow got the her. Oh, yeah.
And she's got the greatest hair. There's nothing to follow. She doesn't tweet.
Is she black?
I mean, I'd read it now. No. But a lot of people think I am.
Really? Because really? A lot of things Sickler is,
yeah,
too.
They do.
Is that true?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
I never knew
can't
this, but people are like, oh, yeah, you've got a black name. Like, people will say, you do, too.
Oh, I have a black voice. No. According to
yeah,
them, I have a black voice.
Yeah, but I think both
voice.
Of us. Look, put, you know, put it
put
together.
Put us together. Yeah. We're one bro.
Right?
Fuck yeah.
One bro.
So, yeah. A lady in Pennsylvania. See, it's
what song is that?
It's his.
Bro. What? Just one, bro.
Everybody has a story of their Twitter. Daryl Wright's got a podiatrist. Someone else had
Pete
a really
Holmes.
Good...
Remember Pete Holmes?
Oh, yeah.
The
Pete
organic
Holmes.
Farm?
The organic farm.
Your boy.
What is it?
You know, like, there's another
I this
Pete
why
Holmes.
He had the Z, yeah.
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 Is an organic farmer or something
who's
like that.
Who's tweeted this, like, six times, but just holding on to it.
Everybody's got one out there.
So what is your Twitter?
At not TJ Miller.
Yes, at not
it's like
TJ Miller.
Kind of flip it around. Yeah. It is, but I'm saying it isn't.
But it's really is.
And we
and
have
similarly, TJ Miller does not have a website.com.
I love that.
Website.
I love that.
But it feels like nobody's going to websites anymore. It's very really frustrating.
No.
We had 14 people go to us last week.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say
that's amazing.
I didn't know that.
That's more than went to mine.
Tell them about your podcast. They're loyal. They will definitely listen.
Oh, Cashing In with TJ Miller. My friend Cash Levy. Has a podcast.
Cash Levy.
It's an yeah, right. Yes. No. And he you know, he's a great guy. It's really funny. It's an interview show, but he's having a lot of trouble getting other like guests. And what? So I fill in for all of them. So far it's really just been an interview show with me as the guest. But I think it's a good show. I don't know why people won't do it. You guys should do it.
Yeah,
I'd love
anytime.
To.
I actually
love
contacted
to.
Him about it, and he just told me like our schedules couldn't connect, and he just ended up going with
yeah,
you.
Because you know what it is? He always aims too high. He's like, yeah. He reaches out. He was reaching out to Mick Jagger for a long time. Like, he was holding his breath on that because he knew someone who knew someone who knew the daughter.
I actually had a confirmed date and got bumped for you. So
I mean, yeah, and occasionally if his guests are, you know, low, if it's a bad enough guest, sometimes he'll just cancel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll go.
Yeah, that's what
I'm going to bump you with my replacement, the guy that replaces people.
Now, I got something I want to ask you about because I did a gig with someone who was borrowing your car one time, and you had a
Ford. My cow?
Your what?
Borrowing my what?
Your car.
Oh, car. Okay. I thought you said cow.
And you do have a couple cows.
I mean, yeah, I do. But I also, I thought that was an expression I had.
Last week he was saying Carney, but he kept saying Connie. And I thought the guy's name
was Connie.
Yeah, Connie. I was like, what the fuck?
It's the best.
All right, sorry.
So it was what? A Ford Festiva? What was that thing?
It was a Ford Focus.
Ford Focus, but you had what? 22s on it?
No way. You could never fit.
You had
17 inches.
17s.
Chrome.
And chrome wheels. And
a neon underbody kit with purple neon lighting.
Hell, I like the purple.
It was a full tint all the way around. Great sound system, but it was a sound system with a very small subwoofer. Said the treble, and I would turn the treble.
Got a 4.5 in the back.
Said the treble was really crazy good, and then the bass was sort of not really bumping.
Subpar.
But it wasn't bumping, but it was something. that should tell you right there. Tune into the podcast. Yeah.
My license plate's rattling.
That's when you hear that. When you hear that
Connie.
Shit.
Connie.
So, this person's car broke down, but it was evidently yours, and they call me like, hey, can you give me a hand? I need to like change this flat, and I don't know how to do it. And I was like, yeah, all right. So I show up, and I'm like, well, pop the trunk. Let's get the spare out. Pop the trunk, and there's juggling pins, clown juggling pins.
This guy,
you went to clown school, right? Jocelyn.
Who was this? Oh, yeah.
There was juggling pins. I think there was like brass knuckles. There were wigs in there. I don't know what
he went to clown school. Yeah, he got juggling pins, brass knuckles, clown wig.
Well, I was picked on a lot.
That's a fucking clown school.
In clown school,
he
got picked on.
That's how bad it was.
Big red shoes and those brass.
It got real bad. Yeah, people would step on the big red shoes.
When did you go to clown school?
I went to circus arts school actually, and
where?
In college, it was in France. It was in Paris. It was this weird. A teacher at the school sort of had a hook up to this workshop sort of thing. It wasn't like school, you know. It was like a.
It doesn't
like
sound
a, like a month long or a 5 week long.
Okay.
Intense program, you know. I mean, it was every
clown
day
intense
pies in the face. Over. Wow,
it's intense, man.
And over.
Been pulling balloons out of my mouth for a day.
Honk, honk. You know, just forever. No, we went out there and it's like stilt walking and, you know, learning how to move on stilts, and it was physical theater, which I hated.
Yeah.
Cause that was all like, all right, press against each other and then, you know, move, explore touching every part of your body to the part of their body. You think it'd be sexy, but you're just like, you get stuck with the bigger fellow with the beard that has dandruff, you know, facial hair with dandruff.
Facial hair with this.
Terrible look.
It's a bad look on you, man. You got head and face, man.
It is not optimal for pulling in tail.
No.
If you scratch your beard and there's dandruff coming down into your soup, you're going to be paying for that soup.
I don't know. What's that, salt? Nah, man. That's dandruff.
That's my dandruff.
Split pea soup, yeah.
That's my dandruff.
No, but it's, you know, it was movement. There was stilts, and then it was also.
But are you?
It was like trapeze. So it's like those types of circus arts.
You've done trapeze.
I was not good at that. That is really hard.
But you've done it.
Yeah, I've done it.
That you are officially. Oh. I gotta believe you're officially the first guest on the Crafties ever done the trapeze.
Hold on now.
Probably the gayest.
I'm just kidding.
I'm probably the gayest of all the. It's so hard to explain that I'm a heterosexual. With all this on my resume, you know what I mean?
Yeah, on paper, it's not looking good.
But, you know, I did the fabric. That's, you ever seen Cirque du Soleil?
That helps. That's going to help.
You know that fabric?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did that. You would sort of roll yourself up and then fall down.
I think I saw Pink do that in concert. I think I saw Pink do that.
Is that true?
Yeah. She wrapped herself up.
It is hard as fuck,
the ceiling, and then you, like, let yourself go and catch yourself and shit.
It's so hard. You know, you watch that stuff, you're like, look at those fucking weirdos.
Yeah, dude.
I couldn't even get on
this bitch is in curtains right now. She's up in the curtains.
Yeah. I was trying to get on the trapeze. It's almost impossible.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to coordinate with another human being.
For a guy that can kill an extra large pizza solo, it's not easy to get on that trapeze.
Hold on a second. Where are you going that has extra lodges?
Lars is interested.
I mean,
so am I.
Mulberry pizza.
Mulberry. Yeah, that is a big pizza.
That's the best pie in town.
You think so?
Yeah,
easy.
I mean,
I think so, right?
What do you think is?
What do you think is?
I think
I have a couple that
are Joe's, but that's just kind of a New York ripoff.
No, yeah.
I like the joint over in Larchmont.
Oh yeah, that place is tight.
I like that spot. I can't remember the name.
Larchmont Pizza.
Probably something simple like that.
Yeah. I like that, and then I also like Pitfire makes a really nice pie, and M Street Cafe makes a really nice pizza.
I'll say this to Delancey's. You ever eaten pizza at Delancey's?
Oh, yeah, yes, I have. Yes, mm-hmm. I have.
Oh, good call on that. Man. I had Delancey's pizza.
Mm-hmm. On Sunset, meatballs.
Hold on, let's go back. Where are you originally from?
Denver.
Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
What?
And I can't juggle. I mean, I don't want to.
How? You can?
Yeah, you guys are trying to gloss over that.
Right now.
And I had wigs in the trunk. That car really was sort of a clown. It was like a hip-hop clown car.
You had
car,
rims on it.
Which I used. I was a hip-hop clown for a while in Chicago.
Holy shit.
I worked as a hip-hop birthday clown.
What do you mean you worked as?
What do you mean? What
people
were
paying you to show up and do what?
Yeah, buddy, to clown at their birthday parties.
If you listeners out there don't know, TJ does have a rap album out. That's pretty good.
The TJ's in a ton of fucking movies.
I don't like
if you
it.
Don't know, you're not doing shit
it's
right.
It's a 41 track EP, and I also have a remix. I produced the remix along with Illegal Art Records. The remix of that very album we're talking about, and that's out right now online too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called the original album is called the Extended Play EP.
Yeah,
and the remix is called the Illegal Art Extended Play EP Illegal Art Remix Tape.
But it's only online.
No, you can buy physical copies. I mean, you know, there's always a physical manifestation of anything digital, at least for now.
So I'm fascinated over here. What led you? Did you do well in high school? Were you super intelligent and like Adam Hammer told us he was just bored with it. He could show up and ace shit without even studying anything. Was that?
No, yeah, I would always try and cram for stuff at the last minute. But I didn't know. I was never one of those guys who's like, I don't need to study. I just do whatever.
what drove
and
you?
If
to...
I was Adam Hammer, I wouldn't be running around talking about it like some Manta Mama.
He did brag a lot.
He bragged a lot.
He bragged a lot. He bragged about fucking how shitty his dad was.
He bragged.
So how
did you get into, what steered you to this school where you ultimately went to France to do
well,
this
it was, thing? I was going to school. I did go on an academic scholarship to, which I didn't even know about. They just were like, hey, we'll let you come here for half price. That's how low the standards
are. Half price slams.
Yeah, that's what it said on it. That's the kind of school we're talking about.
You know, they got
about.
Half off a clown school right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So I went to school in D.C. and then...
But it was an art school or what?
No. It was just it was the George Washington University. It's like a city school.
Oh, GW?
GW.
Yinka Dare went there.
I partied down there.
Yeah?
Who?
Yinka Dare went to GW.
Who the hell's that?
You don't remember Yinka Dare, number 33 for the hoop team? Were you guys like yellow and maroon or something like that?
Buff and blue.
What?
Yeah, you heard it. Buff is a type of color that's not real.
Except for a
GW. So, and you know, there was this English teacher who said to me, there's this bizarre school that we sort of have a connection to and we never have anybody to send to it. But, you know, would you like to go out there? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I'll,
of course, they saw him. They saw TJ. They're like, he'll go.
Let's ask this motherfucker.
No, but she goes, don't you do weird stuff? And I go, yeah, I do unicycle and I can juggle. She's like, yeah, I think you should go out and do that. So I did that. And then I also studied, like, classical acting. I was terrible at that, too. You know?
Yeah.
I've been terrible at a lot of things. Music, classical acting.
See, I wish.
Trapeze. I was terrible at the trapeze.
I pronounce it terribly.
For
say
a while.
Trapeze.
I wish that I had studied those things. The only I took a directing class one time in college. And
oh, you did? Were you interested in comedy and entertainment? And
just that's when I started to take it for real. Because like everyone I grew up around, it wasn't like you thought that this is something you could do.
Right,
you know what I mean? So like, and none of my friends are into
this kind
of thing.
Where did you grow up? In a junkyard outside of Boston?
No, he grew up in a junkyard outside of Baltimore.
Yeah.
Where?
Where
outside of Boston?
The junkyard?
Yeah.
Was in, it was called Marinari Auto Wrecking.
Okay, nice. Marinara?
Marinara.
Mount Airy, I should say it.
I grew up in Stoneham, Massachusetts, like 15 minutes north of the city.
Yeah, nice.
But I took this one directing class, and this is one of the greatest moments of my life, right? Everyone had we were reading these short plays, and then everyone had to take one of the plays and do an interpretive piece. Some people did a collage, some people did all this different stuff, right? And the one I read was about this young kid going to war to be a writer, and the older writer there was telling him, like, you don't get it. This is not what you think it is.
You don't go to war to write.
Yeah, you think it's this... No, you know, like, someone has to...
Yeah, I know.
And the young kid thought, I was like, oh, this is going to be amazing. And the old guy's like, this is just death and war and blah, blah, blah.
It's just awful.
So basically what I did is I lined everybody up in seats, and then I brought in a rabbit in a box. And I'm like, I got a rabbit I want to show you guys. And I'm like, you know what? He's being feisty right now. Let's just hold on a second. And then I blindfolded everybody. Okay, I blindfolded everybody.
How many people are we talking about?
This is already insane.
Eight people. Yeah, check it out.
Because if I'm in the seat right now. Like,
if this were nowadays, they'd be like, this is going to be a school shooting.
Yeah.
This is like the most passively received.
Eight people were in the room. And so what I did was I put in this like soft symphony, and I was like, you know what? I can't get the rabbit out. So just, I want you to all picture your rabbit. You're sitting with your rabbit, touch it, do all the stuff. I put blankets on everyone's lap, so everyone's feeling the texture. And then I set an alarm clock. And as soon, like, for like 2 minutes. So that went off like rant, rant, rant. And I switched to the next movement, which is like very strong, not soothing, like aggressive classical. And I shoved snow down the back of everyone's neck, tore the blankets off. And then I took a bat and I bashed the box with a bat.
Right? What? Is this right?
Yeah.
Dude, this is great. I have a great story.
And inside the box, I had like
a real rabbit.
I had an.
I had killed a rabbit.
TJ would have killed the rabbit.
No way.
I did not. I had like a wig with jelly on it, and it stunk.
God,
and
so
then I
scary.
Took it, and I made everyone touch
spunk.
It, and then
what?
Shoved it in everyone's nose, including my professor.
All still blindfolded.
Yeah, and shoved it in everyone's nose, and I just go, here's your dead rabbit. Here's your dead rabbit. Because I made them all kill it visually, you know? I'm like, hold the rock up, and then I turn the music. Then I cut the music and the alarm clock, and I just go, I'm not crazy. To the whole class, they all took their blindfolds off. Fucking A players.
Really?
Oh,
and what was the class? What class was it?
Directing.
It was Jim.
Jim. It wasn't even
this
the class.
Grade. This is fifth grade.
He was tutoring. He was tutoring third graders. That's their class.
That would have been hilarious.
So I took a. This might have been this woman that helped me get to Frisch Theater Urbane, was the name of the circus art school. But I took a class, and it was like the history of theater. And so it was futurism, which I still really enjoy.
That you live in that,
school of
theater, right?
Yeah. It's kind of. But, you know, they were all about sort of like spectacle, and they were really into circus because they enjoyed the sort of, you know, just entertainment for the sake of the sounds and the sights and the sort of visceral reactions you have to it. So they thought, like, you know, watching a lion tamer or something was just as good as a Shakespearean monologue. It was very, they were trying to, they wanted to, you know, burn down all museums and start from scratch every day.
Jesus.
So that was a whole different sort of
a
thing.
A movement.
Yeah, but they also, and they were big into this kind of, you know, what Andy Kaufman would do, but they were big into making the audience feel uncomfortable. As long as you made them feel something, it was a valid sort of.
Is this like Dada
performance?
Art?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. But instead of doing it for the sake of doing it, it was doing it to get a specific reaction. They'd give people tomatoes and cabbage at the beginning of their performance and then purposefully do something terrible to get people so angry, say all these, like, what would be, you know, racist and like anti-political message until people would throw stuff at him, and then they'd throw stuff back at the audience. It was crazy.
They would throw back. Yeah, I love that.
So we were supposed to do a futurist performance or a paper or whatever. So I, of course, did a performance because it's easier. And I went in there and then sort of had built this thing and used all, there's like futurist musicians. So I built all this. And I kind of did all this funny kind of clown stuff, you know, that was just like quiet stuff, all mime, dumb act stuff. And it was funny, and everybody's laughing. I had them in sort of a semicircle or whatever. And then, and I don't remember exactly the whole progression of it. But basically, it kind of went from being this like honk honk and like trying to give somebody flowers, but they keep falling out from, you know, in between my fingers. Mm-hmm. To the music was sort of circusy, and it would cut suddenly to like death metal. And I just pulled out a toy gun and just would point it in the face of, you know, one of the audience members and just give them real crazy eyes, you know? and really shove it in their face. And then they would go back to circus music, and I would sort of go around. And then eventually it was all just different types of death metal, and I would point bigger and bigger guns in people's faces that looked more and more realistic. And then the teacher, I was doing it in the teacher's face a whole bunch.
A whole bunch.
Had that rob a liquor store look
in
his eyes.
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then she grabbed onto it. It was a woman.
What?
She grabbed onto the gun to try and take it out of her face because it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I started dragging her around the stage. I pulled her out of her chair and was just like dragging her around because then she felt like she wanted to actually get the gun from me and I wasn't going to let her do that.
Then she wanted the gun.
Nah.
What'd you get on that project?
An A, yeah.
Yeah.
An A.
Yeah. He fucking killed it.
Yeah, because if you
neither
just
allow back on
confidence
campus.
In something. If you just exert an immense amount of confidence, people will just be like, okay, that's an A.
Well, that's like, yeah.
Case in point, my acting career.
Yeah. Just
like all bravado, no skill.
I can't believe the fucking murder a rabbit shit either. What the hell?
Well, you know what?
Dude, that's much better. I think I got an A minus. I think you got an A plus.
I did pretty well on that. I used to like, I never could take anything serious in college. Like, I would get. They'd hand us out, you know, we'd have
to... Hey, hold on a second. Don't do that to yourself. You did get back in.
You know I flunked out and got back
That's
in.
That's right.
Is that true? Yeah. Same school?
Yeah, you know.
Yep.
You know.
Tell me how you got back in. What'd it take?
It took...
What'd it take?
It took... Hey, I went to one school.
He went on the grind.
I got a B, a C, an incomplete, and an F, okay? And they wouldn't take me back. Can you believe that? And then I went to the next place and got a couple C's, and they're like, a
couple
we'll take
C's,
it.
And they're like, hey, this motherfucker's serious.
What did it take? I love that. Took me a year, couple C's later, and I'm there. I'm just
back, man.
Back.
I told
Rodney Dangerfield, motherfucker.
Two C's, I'm back.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted it, man. I used to get paper signed. I was an English major, and they would give us, you know, assignments, and I would have to write something about a book. I'm like, nah. I'll write a journal for one of the characters in the book. So then I turn in a journal and my professor would be like, hey, man, this wasn't the assignment, but I like it. C+. Another time I wrote a play, I'm like, oh, I'll take these two characters, one from this book,
one from
this.
Was a little bit of it that you wanted to be rebellious, that you're kind of like, fuck that.
TJ, come on. Do you really want to break me down right now? Yeah, maybe a little bit. But at the same time, I was like, I don't know what to write. This is the only thing I wanted to write. You know what I mean?
Well, I only ask because I always wonder how people end up being comedians, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of
usually it's
problems.
A lot of anti-authority figure sentiment is present.
Yeah. I had a I'll share the story with you. I can't tell the entire story in detail because there could be some legal ramifications, but I can tell you
it's always going to be a good story
that my senior year
disclaimer.
In college I had this class. It was I think it was
okay.
And every day we had to go down to the AP wire, grab a 60-second story and condense it to like a 20 to 30-second story. That was just a little warm-up 3 days a week. So I would turn them in, always on time, turn my shit in, and I get one back, and it says, 0, plagiarism, see me. And I was like, what? And they take plagiarism very seriously. They have a whole...
Where?
At Towson when I went to school. Like when you would get, every time you'd start a brand new class.
I love that that's the one thing they took seriously.
Well, they would have a whole section about
guns is fine. You got a gun, we'll talk about it.
We're putting on the teacher's.
Yeah, but you wrote some shit that was somebody else's. But you would get this whole addendum about plagiarism. So they took it as a big deal. And it was like a 2-page thing. So I go up to him and I'm like, why is this plagiarism? And he's like, assignment was to take this story and make it a 30-second news story. And I said, yes, but these are facts. Like, you can't change this story. I can't put my spin on the story because these are facts.
What?
So I have taken a 60-second news story, and I took the material in that story and condensed it to a 30-second story for you. That wasn't the assignment. I was like, that's what I did. That's how I understood the assignment. He's like, well, no one else in the class did. I said, well, am I being graded on what I do or what everyone else in this class does? And he's like, it's plagiarism. It's a 0. And you turned it in late. I said, no, I didn't. It's got a date right here on it. Yes, you did. I'm giving you a 0. And you came in late to class. I'm like, I have never been in this. I'm like, what the fuck?
He's like, listen, Tommy. You're like, dude, I'm Ryan.
So clearly
he's like, I am upset and need to take it out on someone.
Yes,
exactly.
And I have had this multiple times in my life. So clearly I've rubbed him the wrong way for what I honestly have no idea, but I'm about to find out at this point. So he's like, you have to write me a 3-page paper on plagiarism, and then you have to go back and do these 3 assignments. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
You got to copy that shit.
I don't need to do that, you know? And mm-hmm. he goes, so I had his number, and I was so fucking bothered by it. I called him at home. I said, this is Ryan Sickler. Let me just, I was like,
who?
I was like,
Tommy, put Tommy on.
I was like, I don't understand why you're making me do this. I didn't plagiarize anything. That was the assignment. So he's like, you have to write it. So I call the dean, and the dean's like, look.
Now you call him the dean?
Fuck yeah.
On 3-way.
Yeah.
If on you're 3-way.
Accuse me
dean,
of plagiarism.
This is Ryan.
My senior year, threatening to possibly, you
oh,
know.
Yeah, you got to call the dean.
Expel me from the university.
Fifth okay? year?
No, no, man. I mean, fourth and a half. I did take half a semester
fourth
off
and a half.
For travel reasons.
Fourth and a
earthquake
half.
Earthquake was involved. So... anyway, so now they know, and the dean says, do everything he tells you so that when you can fight this case, you can say, I've done everything you've asked.
Is so, a case now?
Oh.
Yeah.
So the dude
lined up.
The dude.
The legal ramification.
Makes me fucking write this thing. And I go to that addendum that the school gives you, and I copy it word
wow.
for word. And at the end, I wrote, this is the definition of plagiarism. Because the assignment was,
oh, yeah.
write me a paper describing what definition of plagiarism
yeah,
is.
That's crafty.
And I turned it in, and he was pissed. Pissed about
the
it.
The dean or the teacher?
The teacher was.
Dean loved it.
Dean loved it. So
Dean couldn't get enough of it.
He was just after
it. He was at his bedside table for 4 months.
Framed
right now. So there was a girl that I was tight with, and she was an overachiever. He loved her. She got an A on everything. And I was like, listen to me. This motherfucker is after me. It's personal, but I don't know why. And she didn't believe me. And I go, okay, do me a favor. It'll take you 2 fucking minutes.
Give
I want you to write the next 2 news stories for me. Because everyone I turned in was plagiarism, plagiarism, plagiarism. Write the 2 for me. Write the next 2. You do them like you would write them for yourself. And I will prove to you that it'll come back and it'll say 0F plagiarism. So she writes 2 of them for me and turns them in, and they come back 0F plagiarism. She's like,
wow.
Oh my God, he's really after you. And I was like, yeah. And then it got crazy after that, and I can't get into that on the air.
No,
I bet
way.
You beat him up.
No, there was no physical contact involved. It just got, ugly, and, you know, he threatened to get me expelled from school, and he was going to Berkeley the next year and kept rubbing it in our face. I don't care what you guys do, I'm going to Berkeley. I'm going to Berkeley next year. And then finally in class one day, I said, not if I can help it.
Wow. Yeah,
I got something to say about it. So took him to war.
Well, nice.
Got to be in the class. Deserving that, I got to be. But it didn't get it pretty. I did not get it pretty.
I used to just, when I was in college, if it wasn't going well with the teacher, I'd be like, I'm dropping it. I just drop it.
I'm
like,
just going to see it something else. I'll be
figure
back.
It out somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah, I this is another crazy thing that happened in college. I was at this, we had this sort of guest teacher. I remember thinking, you know, when you're younger and you're like, one day I'm going to get you. I'll remember your name, and yeah, then everyone's going to know what a fucking dick you are. It's like, I don't remember his fucking name. Who gives a shit? And but he was a guest teacher from the State Department. And it was class was like organized crime. I mean, it just sounded like an awesome class. Everybody,
everybody
signed. It's totally packed to the gills. That being said, this guy was like the worst teacher ever. He rarely showed up. He had TAs do a lot of.
So he was in the mob.
Yeah, no, he was in the State Department and didn't really care. I think he thought this was going to be cool.
Oh,
yeah,
you're in D.C. too.
Yeah, exactly. So he's this big guy there, you know, in D.C. And he's sort of, he looks like Michael Douglas, you know. And
falling down, Michael Douglas.
So he's
or Manson is down, Michael Douglas.
Like traffic.
So, I love it. Thank
so,
you.
So he goes. So it's the last day, and you know it's this thing where he sort of he only had one test, and he never told us really what to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just this crazy thing where everybody before the final was going insane, kind of, and no one would bring it up, and everybody was afraid of him, you know. So we finally get there the next day, and I'm just fully sort of like, you know what, I'm probably going to fail this thing. I have no idea. I didn't know what I was supposed to study. I don't know what's going on. So we all get in there, and before the final, everybody had forgotten. He goes, I'm going to pass these out. These are confidential evaluations of the class. So he passed
those
out. So everybody's doing them, and they don't care. You know, they're thinking about the test. And I just wrote this really long, hateful, spiteful essay about, you know, this teacher.
Everyone's turning in, TJ, you're still writing.
I'm such an asshole. Yes, he picked up everybody else's, and I'm like finishing it. It's the last one. You know, and the teacher's supposed to put him in this envelope, seal it, and then never look in it. So we all start writing. Okay? He's like, okay, begin the test. We're all writing. You know, we're writing. It's these crazy long questions with vague possible answers. We're writing, writing, writing. I'm like trying to think of something. I'm like, oh, God, I really am. I'm going to get like a D on this fucking test. And then all of a sudden, he just starts reading out loud.
What?
The words that I quickly realize are he's reading my evaluation out loud.
And he's not supposed to even open it.
No, he's not. And he just goes like this. Like, I think the line was, and it was a great essay, but I think the line was what didn't your teacher do? You know, or what could your professor have done better? And I was like, be psychologically or physically present for the class. At times, a Cocker Spaniel would have been better adept.
At
teaching this course, then he's reading out loud.
While everyone's taking this test?
Yeah, everybody's taking this test. He goes, a Cocker Spaniel would be better to eat because at least the dog could point to exactly what it is that we're supposed to be learning or demonstrating knowledge of or something. And like everybody in the room goes, ooh, because they all knew what it was. And I fucking freaked out. I waited. I go, okay, wait 15 minutes, and then you can ask for the bathroom.
15.
And I ask for the bathroom. He knows it's me. I go, do you mind if I go to the bathroom? He's like, whatever. You can tell he's so pissed. And
he's like, I'm going to Berkeley. I don't give a shit.
In my stupid mind, I'm thinking, maybe it's that I, you know, maybe I try and write differently so he can't match the, like, little James Bond TJ is right. Just in there like, what do I do? I'm going to make a fake penmanship so he won't know it's me and he won't be able to prove it. And then I leave, you know, and I try and, okay, so I leave and I come back. We've all taken the test. I come back, I'm like, I'm going to go and I'm just going to try and, you know, just level with him. And I come to him after we've left. I go, hey, I just want to say. And he's like, I don't give a fuck what you want to say. Get the fuck out of this room, you little shit. And he screamed to me. So then I leave. And he comes out afterwards. He goes, I want you to know you're really mean. Like all this crazy shit. You know, he's clearly like a guy who shouldn't have a firearm, but does. And then, so then I go back. You know, I was living in this like shitty fraternity house that like was so pathetic. They didn't. There were no intermingling with sororities. Like no sorority would do anything. It was just a place to get shit faced and like be around other nerds and dorks. And so I get back. I'm like, oh shit! I tell a story to Buddy, and he's like, dude, what are you talking about? He's not allowed to read those things. And I was like, so what am I going to do? He's going to fail me. And he's like, Buddy, just go to the head of the department.
That's right.
Tell him what the deal was, and I told him and. It was great. They were fucking freaking out. You know, that's a huge problem when it happened.
Yeah.
And they were freaking out, and they're like, I was like, I want him fired. You know, I really went with brass balls into the place. I was like,
got brass knuckles in my trunk.
He goes, look, he's gonna, right? And I was wearing a wig. He's like, he's gonna grade it, and we'll see what your grade is. And, you know, he grades it, of course. He can't fail me, but he could. So then the head of the department comes back and goes, now he graded fairly. He said you would have gotten a C+. I was like, I'd already talked to my parents and stuff. I want a pass fail. I just want it to be a pass so it doesn't affect my GPA. He's like, well, you know, really technically that has to be decided before you take the class. And I was like, I'm just going to tell everyone on campus that, you know, the poli sci, which is their big thing.
Imagine
department
if you had Twitter
allows
then.
People to just do that. I'm just going to post it on a comment board and just tell everyone that I know. And he's like, okay, we'll work out the pass fail.
Nice. Wow.
And I never talked to the guy again, but I hate him. And I said I would never forget his name. And his name was...
All right, I'm going to tell a little more of my story.
I don't remember.
Don't do it.
We've had people tell names before and people fucking look them up.
Jay Lars.
Like, hey.
He tells everybody's name.
Specifically me.
Teresa Spagnoni.
I drop first and last names. But people be like, yo, is this the dude you're looking for? And they'll be like on Twitter. I'm like, yep, that's the guy.
That's him.
That poor guy.
I'll tell a little more of my story because it is very similar to yours. So,
well, here we go.
It is.
Oh boy.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
So I go to the dean, and now we come into class one day, And he steps in front of the class, and I'll never forget his fucking name either. He steps in front of the class, and he says, I have an announcement to make. Since one of you, and then glares at me, has gone to the dean with the P word, and somebody said, what's the P word? I said, plagiarism.
That's what you said?
She did. I said, plagiarism. It was me. I went to the dean because I'm being accused of plagiarism. Only three people that I knew in the class knew this. Of a class of like 30.
Yeah.
So he said, and as a result of this person going to the dean, I have now gone back and reviewed several of your little 60-second stories and gave four other people plagiarisms. I don't even, is that plural?
Plagiarisms.
Plagiarism charges.
And told us, he said, I'm going to have you evicted from the school. You're each going to meet with me individually. So everyone, these people, these strangers are like, way to go, way to go. I said, you know what? I don't fucking know you people. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to get a degree and get the fuck out of this
institution. I'm here to get an associate's, all right, man?
And I was there for, this was JUCO, man. This was my real university.
JUCO, Jesus. What is that, a Jewish college? You can't call it that.
It is, yeah.
No. So we have to line up in the hallway, and I go last. And
of course,
he makes me go last.
Of course,
he makes me go last. One by one, yeah,
he told each one of them, "Listen, you didn't really plagiarize. I'm just trying to make a point.
Yeah, I just want to get in here and touch this kid's dick. Whatever the fuck happens.
It was like
that
three
Sickler,
dudes
Dickler.
And three guys and three girls, and the girls go in first, and immediately they're coming out, and they're in absolute tears, And I'm like, I know what he's doing. He's telling them you're getting a zero for the class, and I'm pushing to have you expelled. So they're all like five people. So obviously I know what I'm is going to happen when I step in there. And I go in and he says, I sit across him at his desk and he says, let me say what I would like to say first and then you'll have the floor. I said, fair enough. He said everything he wanted to say. You know, you're getting a zero for the class, plagiarism. I'm going to move to have you expelled from the university. This is my last semester of my, I just need this to get this fucking stupid degree so I can get the fuck out.
I know what that's like.
And, he says everything he's going to say, zero, blah, 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 blah. And then he gets up from his desk and he walks over and he shuts his light off and walks out and shuts the door, leaves me sitting at the motherfucking desk.
What?
Yep. And so I got up and I opened up the door and I said, you have no idea who you're messing with, motherfucker. And he kept walking away. So I let it slide. I went and told the dean everything. Now, of course, now six people were at the dean crying. He's like, okay, obviously we have to do something. I'm like, thank you. Thank you for finally fucking doing something. So they set a meeting with him. And he blew the meeting off. And it pissed the fucking dean off. The dean came to class and told all of us, we are on this. He blew his meeting off today. You know, we have your back. So we, same thing. Last day, I study my balls off for this exam because there's no way I'm going to give him the benefit.
You got to get everything.
Everything. I am on fucking. There's nothing that would. You would have had to pull some shit from somewhere else to get me on this. And I was fully prepared.
You have to be asking you questions about European history.
So same deal.
That ended up being the class. That class was European history.
Same deal. We're doing reviews.
Yeah.
He's not supposed to look at them. We fill them out. Okay. I fill out a scathing one. Same style.
Look at yours. Oh man.
Goes in the envelope, and not only did he get caught by the dean looking at him, he changed them, and they. I don't know. Now this is where it starts getting weird. I don't know what happened exactly. I don't know if he just split and went to teach at Berkeley or what, but the other part's the part I can't tell for legal reasons.
People are Googling right now, teach at Berkeley, Towns University, trying to find this cat.
So this guy, I see like a couple girls after graduation. I run into them at a bar and they're like, do you know that we got zeros? I'm like, what? It was so big, they had some you know, board of something I had never even heard of coming down from, like, Jersey to help represent them in this shit because this guy stuck them. He ended up giving me a B on that exam. That's what I got in the class.
Nice work, man.
Because of, you know, what I had on him. But as soon as I got my B, I walked all the way across campus to the admissions, and I went in, and where they have the orientations, I stood out there in the lobby, and walked up to the window and I said, take me off your fucking mailing list right fucking now. This university does nothing to support its students. Don't ever send me a piece of fucking mail asking me to support you in the future. Ever.
They're
and
like,
I turned around.
What about your
diploma? I was like, yeah, send my that, diploma send to that. This address and that better be the last thing I ever get from me. And I turned around and I said, don't come to this university. It doesn't support its students. It doesn't support its students. And I fucking walked out. Got my diploma. Never heard
those
from
people
it.
Like,
their enrollment,
so anyway, yeah.
The enrollment later next year, me. Zero.
But yeah, I ended up getting my B and getting the fuck out of there. But yeah, that dude changed his shit up, man. Changed,
I
mean, our shit.
The guy, there's so many great stories from this guy who was the speech and debate coach who busted me for having alcohol at the prom. And then that got me in a bunch of trouble, and
this is high school?
Yeah, this is in high school, and I couldn't get.
No, it was junior college prom, man. I don't know what he's doing.
Hey, look, what I went in college. The only girls I could get were 15.
Yeah, right. Speech and debate class in high school.
Yeah, I was in that.
Were you on the debate team?
No, I was. No. We did
alternate.
Something, yeah, it was like it was a different thing. You did humorous interpretation. It was sort of like a nerdy, competitive.
Did you go to like a private high school?
No, public.
Public?
But so this guy busted me for alcohol, and you know, he had given us alcohol on the trips.
What?
Yeah, he was such a hypocrite. I went crazy. I was so pissed. Then years later, I talked to somebody, and they go, hey, you know what happened with that teacher, right? And I was like, what? He was always kind of young, and he's always kind of friendly with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I was like, oh boy, what happened? And he's like, you know, he had sex with a couple of the 16-year-old
girls. A couple of them?
Yeah. One in particular, they know for sure. And he was fired. They came, they arrested him. He's not allowed to teach in Denver anymore, I don't think. I mean, but I remember hearing that.
Anywhere
it's like, it's so sad, but you're like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
But he kind of like got his. Because I don't, he
well,
wasn't
he
like
did
forcing
get his.
Twice.
He got his. He's probably getting his daily.
Two different chicks.
You guys are talking about a different kind of getting.
That's right.
Than I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I'm talking about a different one than Jay's talking about. I'm talking about what he's probably getting now. Did he go to jail?
Oh, no. I don't. I think he's like teaching somewhere else.
That's good. That's good.
Study abroad program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Changing his reviews somewhere.
Did you do well?
Teaching Sunday school. Yeah, yeah.
So you did well in high school, yeah. Because you got
I did, okay.
An academic scholarship.
I always sort of would maintain like a B plus, A minus.
I flunked.
That's very good.
I flunked classes starting in seventh grade. I flunked one in seventh. I flunked two in eighth. I flunked one in freshman year. Yeah. I mean, like, and then like senior year, I'm like, oh man, I got to get in college. I made honor roll the first two semesters my senior year, and then back onto the like the C train. Just ridiculous. My mother
C train
like,
sounds cool though. Sounds cooler than being like on the A bus.
I always got good grades. I had a 3.0 high school. I think I might have dipped to a 2.9 because this one calculus class I was seriously unqualified to fucking take.
Yeah,
I wrote a letter from my mom saying I was academically misplaced. For this class, and they made me sit in audit.
I had to cheat through statistics and
calculus. Yeah, I sucked at that kind of math.
It's not a real thing. None of it seemed real.
No.
But our teacher, I didn't feel bad in stat class in college. The teacher, you couldn't. He literally had an accent that was in. It was indecipherable. You couldn't. As he would talk, everybody in the class would be like, what? Slowly people stopped coming to the class. And then I had to go because it was the only – I was like, I'm just going to keep asking him questions so he knows that I'm trying. And then he'll give me a D, you know? And so I was always in the class. And, I mean, people would. Like, he would say something particularly impossible to understand. He'd be like, six. And then he, like people would it was a joke that people would turn to each other and just be like, oh yeah, yeah, you get that, right? Like they'd be like, yeah, oh no, we all get that, right?
I'm getting 12.
Because you couldn't understand it. So I didn't feel bad cheating on that stuff. It was like one person. People I think were paying them.
Yeah. I mean, we cheated a lot senior year. I remember that. We would cheat a lot. I remember we in senior advanced math, we would always like pass little notes. Like me and a couple guys, we like passed this one time. We're in trig, right? And Bob Parisi, great guy, he's just dazed. You know what I mean? He's just like off in another world, you know, doing his thing. We would always pass notes. And our teacher goes, hey, Bob, what page are we on? And he goes, huh? And my buddy Rye goes, 52. And he goes, 52. He's like, bro, we're on 86, right? And he gave him the wrong thing.
Like, Jesus.
And
that's the worst. 52. He's like, they got 52.
He wouldn't be lying. Fuck.
Yeah. So then the teacher goes,
who could be a dick that quickly?
He goes, you look like a glazed donut over there. Because he's just like doing whatever. As soon as he said glazed donut, you just heard from like two seats behind me, someone making a note, and all of a sudden this little note gets passed up, and it's a donut with a hat on it. It's fucking hilarious.
You just made me remember this. I totally forgot. There was a history teacher that I liked. She was super fucking cool. I had a study hall, and she was like, I'll give you extra credit on your shit. Because it was world history. And hold I was on. Like, no, hold no, no, no. On. It's not going there.
He's about to get his.
It ain't going there.
She got tits like textbooks. Oh, yeah. Tits like that new paper smell. Come on.
She was world history, and I was like, I can't get this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I can't remember which Fort Louis was the right one in the cat. Who was great in the 14th? And I was like, I don't know what's going on. So she's like, I'll give you extra credit if you just fucking grade papers for me. I was like, boom,
I'll
done.
Take that.
Done. I'll sit in study hall, and she's like, I'll give you the answer key. You just grade their paper. I was like, okay.
Guess who started selling?
I never sold, but I had just a couple close friends who would be like, listen, man. I don't think it
just guys. That just guys that talk totally yep, in the back of their throat.
Listen, man. If you give me like, I know what you mean.
I mean, I think.
But like, if Jay Larson had come to me and like, look, man, I think I really fucked that test up. Will you help me out? And like, we're going to the beach this weekend. If I fail that, I'm not going. I'm like, I got that. Don't worry about that. Your mom's gonna be proud of you. This one's going on the fridge.
Yeah. I got your D+. I got your D+.
No, I don't come up. I give
D+
a solid B.
No problem.
Yeah, I take care of them. And then I remember people were but she used the same shit every year. So a senior would give a junior the fucking paper, and everyone would be, and we'd be like, don't overdo it. Don't fuck everybody get perfects. Somebody needs to take 89.
Did you just say don't everybody get perfects?
Yeah.
Yo, don't be getting no perfects.
There was always a couple of people
who
that would get perfects.
Who says perfects?
There's a couple of people in our class always overachieve.
Have you ever said
the people grading the papers? They say perfects.
Yeah, but that's
look at how many perfects.
That's
we
how
have
morons
here.
Are. Like, oh, I got the answers.
Perfects.
I'm going to get them all right. No, a 90, 10, I'm wrong with a 92.
Right, you got to leave a
yeah,
couple.
Yeah, I'll sit on an 88. I'll take one.
There's like a skill to getting certain ones wrong when you have all the answers.
Yeah, you got to sort of have that degree of human error. Even if you have to falsify.
I always did well in class. I was always in accelerated classes, except the math one was the one that held me down. So I would always take a gym to cancel out the C I would get in math. But then I did not do well on tests or SATs.
There was in grade school, in sixth grade biology, it was like introduction to biology. And this guy, everybody loved the teacher.
They're all going, intro classes
intro.
In sixth grade.
No, but it was just science, but it was all biology focused. So it was a place where you dissected a frog.
Yeah. That was seventh grade for us, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, you had that little black tray.
Yeah, then did you guys do a pig?
Maybe we did. We
I
definitely
would
did a frog.
Slaughter pigs my entire childhood just to see the death come into their eyes. So, but this guy, he was one of those guys, like, every test was an essay test, and then, and everybody would do pretty well, sort of based on, you know, the people that knew what was going on, they would do well, and so nobody ever really thought of it. We would have to, I mean, we would write, it was like booklets full, they look like little books, like this much, everything written all the way through.
Yeah.
And
I remember those, the little ones that open up, white, blue line.
And one time, I didn't know the answer to the question. I was like, I'm just going to write something funny, you know, to him, just to sort of like, and I kind of wrote like, sorry, I don't know the answer to this question between you and me. I think this is, because he had kind of a good sense of humor. Between you and me, I think it's the least important thing. You know, even if I knew the answer, I'd probably get it wrong just as a statement, something funny like that. And I got the test back, and I got like an 80 out of 100 on that question. And I was like, what? And I looked through, and I noticed he just was, he was randomly, and so, yeah, I started talking to other people, they go, oh, yeah, you didn't know that, I just write whatever, and he gives me A- every time. Amazing. I felt like I'd cracked the code. And it's one of those moments where
then
like,
you gave it all
he
away.
Doesn't look at the test. And everyone else is like, we know. Like that, like you're delivering news.
Yeah.
I love it,
British
though.
British are coming. Yeah, we know. Everybody's gone. Yeah, yeah. Everybody already,
Paul Revere already been by here about 3 hours ago.
People are dead.
I love that, man. I love that he was a guy that's probably who he was as a kid. You know what I mean? He just like skated on stuff, and he was skating on that.
He probably could have just been sitting and watching a Monday night fucking football game with a couple beers and been like, you know what? This kid's a good kid. What's that fucking right. high school? Exactly. Here. A-. What the fuck? Could have been cool. Could have been.
I think he was cooler than he was lazy.
Unless he was the teacher that was fucking the kids. Then you know what?
No, that guy was given straight A's.
Straight A's. I had this crazy hot Spanish teacher, Mrs. Sands.
See, I never had like a great sexy teacher.
I had two,
crush.
Three.
Yeah, we had a couple too.
Yeah,
Mrs. Even Sands. If they weren't, at seventh grade, I was beating off to them anyway. Yeah. I didn't care.
Miss Chase in eighth grade used to grab my ass.
What?
Yeah, Miss Chase. And this other kid claimed she grabbed his dong, but I don't buy it.
Anyway. I don't buy it.
Come on, man. My ass was number one on her chart.
On her chart.
But Mrs. Sands.
She has a chart.
Mrs. Sands, dude, this chick was so hot. And I used to always go, and I go to the bathroom, and I hated my hair. I just never liked my hair as a kid. So I would go to the bathroom, and I'd slip back.
How you
back.
Feel about it now?
I like it all right. All right. It's thin, though. All right. I'd wet the sides, and I'd like push it back, you know? So I come back from the bathroom one time, and I walk in, and my buddy Alex on the side of him is like, would you take a shower in there? And I'm like, nah, I did whatever the fuck. We start arguing. She's like, all right, that's it. Alex, stop talking. Jason, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom anymore. I'm like, what? I can't go to the bathroom at all? She's like, nope, not when you're going in there and coming back all slicked up. I got 86 in the bathroom, and I flunked her class.
But did you tell her? Were you like, I'm trying to look go. Good for you.
Yeah, I wish I had. Everybody wanted to bang Miss Sands.
Really? See, I never had any. There were never any women teachers that were like, oh, my God. Even in college, really.
I didn't have any. I had one. Not really in college. One was
they were all those
super
sweet, elderly, dusty pussies.
Dusty.
Dusties. That's
get
what
my
I call
father
it.
Dusty.
Yeah.
I had one professor in college who was dope. Her first 10 years out of college, she was the only professor at a college that didn't have a doctorate or have a master's. She never had. All she had was her, you know, regular degree.
After an incredible breasts.
Yeah. But she was an actress in New York for like 10 years and then just went into teaching, and that's who I had. So I was on the baseball team in college, and we had her class, and I would miss her class all the time, and she was like, no big deal, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she was always mad cool. So at the end of the year, home run ball. This guy takes a home run ball, wraps a note around it like, thanks.
Wait, home run ball from what?
A home run that I hit.
One of yours?
Yeah, one of mine. One of my home run balls.
How old are you?
This is in college.
Holy.
First of all, Perfix over here is wondering why you keep saying home run balls. I took one of my home run balls.
Yeah. How many did you have?
I had, I don't know, two. Like five or six throughout college. I had maybe six home runs.
Okay.
And so I gave her, I wrapped a note like, thanks so much for always letting me miss school for baseball, blah, blah, blah.
Gave
wrapped
her
on the baseball. Dropped in her mailbox. Boom.
Her house?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that. It's
threw it through a window. Threw it through. Smashed the window.
Had to pay for it. My father made me go and apologize in person.
Did she ever
and
respond?
That is so funny. And there's nothing cooler than hitting a home run, rounding those bases, touching home, and then going and trying to figure out where that ball is. Yeah.
You could probably get a hold of her now and ask.
I know she still has it because there's three professors that I have kept in touch with since
college.
I've
asked for it six times. She said no.
She still has. She told me she
yeah,
still
wants
has.
It back. Yeah, right. You're like, can I come over and see it? She's like, no. I'm
come over and see it.
That's the way you get into it with her, right? Hey, can I come over and see one of my home run balls that I gave you? That would be perfect.
We had Mrs. Cronin too, Professor Cronin, who was dope. And she like we'd be in class for, you know, it was a lit class. I'm like, hey, can we have class outside today? Like maybe just like in the courtyard? And she'd be like, no, because it's people like you. You're going to sit there chapping all your friends. Like she'd always like pick on. I'm like, what are you talking about? I just want to go outside. It's nice out. She's like, nah. Next class, she's like, let's have class outside. I'm like, all
right.
He's fucking stealing your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite professor was a guy. Not a girl. Did not want to bang him, but he was fucking. I got to give Keith Tishkin. What's up, Keith Tishkin?
Yo, Mr. Tishkin.
I would say Mr. Tishkin all the time, and he get
the
mad.
Teeth.
At me. Tishkin. he knew I worked graveyard shift at UPS. You can take that one, Jay.
Baltimore Hub, UPS 101.
Primary one.
Primary one.
So I would come in just tired as shit, and he'd pull me aside when we first met him. And he could have been a dick if he wanted to, but he was like, what's the deal? I noticed. Because it was a film class, and he would always put on, like, he loved Stand By Me, loved the establishing long shot.
Yeah.
Loved it. Like, that's where we learned what an establishing long shot was, and loved Reservoir Dogs. And he would tell us, we're going to be watching this for the next 2 weeks. If it's too much for you, I get it. Just do the assignments. You don't need to come to class. But I was already at school, and I had classes after it. So when he would kill the lights, I couldn't help but just, boom, I'd be out. And I would always do good on the assignment. So he's like, what? What is it? And I'm like, look, I work a graveyard shift. I'm tired as fuck. I promise.
So hard to stay awake.
I won't come in here and be disruptive. I will be here every day. But if you kill those lights, I'm going to sleep. And he was like, you can. I'm going to totally let you go to sleep as long as you do the work. Got to be good friends with him. He was fucking awesome.
He turned the lights on, woke up. He's rubbed my head. Rubbed my head.
He's like, I just want some of that tickler.
Dude, let me
tickler.
Straight sleep through class and help me. And another teacher did too. He said the same thing. I explained it to him, and he was like, all right, I'm going to fucking help you out here. As long as you do the work, I got you. So yeah. two were fucking awesome. One was just a douchebag.
You got to have, you always are looking for those teachers that are allies. Like this Mr. Madison, this guy Todd Madison, I still keep in touch with.
What's up, Todd?
Shout out to Mr. Madison, Todd, Mr. Maddie, Daddy Maddie.
You still keep in touch with them?
Yeah. Do I talked to him. And then Melody Duggan was my drama teacher in high school.
Sup, girl?
Melody, no possible way you figured out how to use a podcast to the point that you're now listening to this. Duggan. And she, they like always had my back. You got to have one of those. You know, those are the people you say, hey, I'm so tired. Can I just go into the janitor's closet and go to sleep? I'm so hungover,
Yes. Yes, you can do that.
I used to just like
high
press.
School guys.
You could be like, hey, I can't. I didn't get it done. I didn't get the paper done. You know what I mean?
You just went with the honest route.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't tell you. I used to do it to my
mother. I don't know what to tell you.
Junior and senior year in high school, it was just me at home, my junior and senior year. So I go to my mother some mornings and I'm like, here's the deal. I got work due today. I didn't do it. I can't go to school. And that's just, I'm not going to school. My mother's like, you have to go to school. I'm like, I am not going to school. It's not going to be good for me. It's not good for you. It's not good for anyone. And she'd be like, all right, fine. And then I wouldn't have to go.
That's
a good move.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Honestly, guys.
I like it to my parents. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't get the paper done.
Yeah. No, I don't mean the good move. I mean is I didn't get my shit done, so I can't go to school because it's not going to be good for me or you is the right question. She's going to be getting calls.
Yeah.
All that shit, yeah.
She doesn't want anything to do with it. She wants you to say... she just wants you to be like, okay, I'm going to school today, so that then you don't go to school. Then they call and she goes, oh, I need to talk to him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you want.
Well, TJ, we know you got to get out of here. You got a show to get to.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having us. I mean, thank you for coming here, for Christ's sake.
Hey, no, I'm happy to have you guys here in your studio.
One more time with your Twitter.
At not TJ Miller. You guys, come see a live show. Check out Gore Burger. That's a pretty fun thing I'm doing right now. GoreBurger. GER, like Gore and then Burger. And it's all one word. It's on YouTube, so you can watch it weekdays whenever you watch it.
Perfect.
It's hilarious.
It's a giant blue monster that took over a Japanese morning show to interview indie rock bands. Fleas on season two, Henry Rollins,
season,
Jack Black. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Hell a lot of fun. It's a great show. And I'm at J Larson Comedy on Twitter, jlarsoncomedy.com.
Ryan Sickler on Twitter, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.